This is a Hot Pie Media original.
You've built up equity in your home, so why not let it work for you? Now is the time to use that equity to pay off high interest rate credit cards, build a home office, or make upgrades to your house or office. But start with Supreme Lending, and you won't need to make another search. Supreme Lending does it all. That's underwriting, closing, funding, and it's all done locally. And because Supreme Lending handles the entire process, you're going to get the best rate, lower closing costs, and a faster turnaround. With Supreme Lending, everything is done, on average, in less than 22 days. Supreme Lending is a full-service mortgage lender in all 50 states, founded in 1999, an Inc. 500 company, and named an annual lender in excellence by LendingTree and a top tech lender by Mortgage Tech. You don't want to run to some out-of-market bank where you're just a number. Turn to someone local and accountable with a proven track record, and that's John McClellan and his team at Supreme Lending. I've known John for years. If you want it even more yourself, just check out his popular podcast on iTunes. Local, accountable, proven, that's Supreme Lending. Search John McClellan, that's McClellan Supreme Lending. Or you can call 512-368-9100. That's 512-368-9100.
This is the Jeff Ward Show.
Can the United States just go ahead and own the Olympics and let's set it up as America versus the world? Because that's the path we're on. And I'll tell you why I say that. I'm pretty certain Avery Brundage. I took an Olympics and society class as an elective, so I learned about Avery Brundage. And I'm pretty certain this is not exactly what they had in mind. A potter's wheel, maybe. Flag football, probably not. Only the Americans can introduce flag football to the Olympics. So here we go. I mean, why not? Well, what have we done? We've done breakdancing. What is that ribbon dancing thing? I think I'd rather gouge my eyes out than see that. What else? Skateboarding. I mean, we're going to figure out a way to just make this thing all America all the time so we can win. Hell, we can't even win at skateboarding. So we're going to win flag football. Let's see, what have we done? We've done ballroom dancing, we've done skateboarding. I don't know what that ribbon thing is. I'm not sure we did that one. It feels like something we do, get some glitter and some ribbons. Ballroom dancing, now flag football. Surely we can win that. I'm not even sure we can win in basketball anymore. We've screwed that up. So here we go. It's screw the rest of the world. These games are going to be ours. We're going to get a jam box. We're going to do break dancing. None of that stuff about biathlon and skiing and that kind of stuff. We're going to do flag football, break dancing, ribbon stripping or whatever it is. Hell, we'll just do pole dancing. Surely we can win that. Okay. That's better than flag football, if you ask me. So now we are going to, what about cornhole? We could win that. Canadians, they probably smoke a lot too. Are the Canadians better at cornhole than we are? Let's try that one too. I feel like the Canadians are good at that though. Get liquored up. It's like darts. The Brits, fat Brits are good at that. Flag football. Flag football. Our gold medal game, Pakistan versus the United States in flag football. Pakistanis are good. You didn't know that. A lot of history in flag football in Pakistan. The NFL says it has a plan to grow its international business to $1 billion. I will tell you this. As dumbed down as the Olympics have become, as much of a money loser as they've become, as sort of Americanized as they've become, one thing is the NFL's not stupid, and it's going to expand its brand. It's just odd that it's figuring out to expand its brand. It's going to be flag football in the Olympic Games, and they're going to get it. They're going to get it. I mean, when was breakdancing in? Did I have a bad dream or something? I think breakdancing was in there. So why not flag football? Okay? What kind of controversy can that create? Like flags that really stick to you? The Russians are going to cheat at that too? Can't tackle the Russians. You can't get their flags off, man. They're permanently connected to their body. Over the next 5 years, we would expand NFL flag football, says Damani Leach, Chief Operating Officer of NFL International. We've got to make the game matter, he says. And to do that, the NFL needs the Olympics. If flag football becomes an Olympic sport, more countries will invest in playing the sport. Yeah, because those flags are really expensive. You know what they're going to say? I don't think the rest of the world is dumb enough to play flag football. I really don't. I don't think it catches on. I don't. It's dumber than cricket. And I've played cricket. Hit a guy in the shins. Gold medal game. There it is. United States versus Pakistan. Speedy Pakistanis. They have a certain scheme they try, those Pakistanis in flag football. So we are... Is bull riding in there too? What else? The plan is that flag football will be an Olympic sport by 2028. Shockingly, guess where those games are going to be? Not Waco, Los Angeles. Oh my. Did you know this? During the Super Bowl. During the Super Bowl week, the NFL organized a U.S. versus Mexico flag football game featuring men and women. Yeah. Is everyone playing in a thong? That might be the American. That's the American way. We're not just going to do flag football. The flag is going to be a thong. That's for Americans right there. Yeah, so I guess the thinking is L.A. gets the games in 2028, and no, I'm sorry, we're going to get it before. The NFL aligned with flag football 2022 World Games, which will be held in Alabama. God help the rest of the world. They're going to come here and go, where the hell are we now? You're in Alabama. You're in 1962. Welcome. My God, help the world. So the 2022 World Games, which is going to have flag football, will be in Alabama. This is my favorite part because, you know, there's nothing better than being in Alabama. I've been there for Christmas. I got trapped there, and I tried to drive as fast and as far as I could. I couldn't figure out how to get out of the place. I looked out that hotel window at a roadway inn and said, this is the definition of hell. I have a stocking, and I'm in Alabama by myself at a roadway inn. The world games are going to be in Alabama, July 7th to the 17th. It's the best time of year for the weather. Perfect, right in the path of a hurricane. Well played. The games will feature men and women from teams from countries to include Brazil, France, Germany, Japan, and Mexico. You guys are crazy. And it's going to feature flag football. Wow. 2 o'clock flag football game between Brazil and France on July 17th in Alabama. That is the American way. Sudden death is cornhole. Wow. We're going to win those medals sooner. We're just going to figure out a way. We bought the Olympics already. We're just going to own them. Why don't we just stick them permanently in Alabama and do pole dancing, cornhole, and flag football? Let's just win the whole thing and move on.
You may not have heard about the Austin Chronicle Hot Sauce Festival, but for hot sauce fans and vendors, it's sort of the Olympics for hot sauce, a 32-year-old event, and these are the real critics. And guess what? The very first year that ATX Hot Sauce has been entered, they walk away with 4 awards, 2 gold and 2 silver. ATX Hot Sauce's Big Red, Honey Bee Hot, Big Green, and The Juice were all winners. Orders are coming in by the thousands. ATX Hot Sauce is a cool local success story that lives by the very simple principle. Flavor first, heat second. And when you try any of the ATX Hot Sauces, you'll know it's true. Flavor first, heat second. Isn't that the way you want it? Order now. It's fast and it's easy. Go to ATXHotSauce.com. It's that simple. ATXHotSauce.com. Make sure you check out their merch as well. Flavor first, heat second, local all the way. It's ATXHotSauce.com.
Hey, I could talk and completely nerd out on the wine selections and prices. Amazing deals on wines at Specs. But of course, Specs is more than just great wines. This is the four-time National Retailer of the Year. Specs has been voted by the Houston Press Best of for more than 10 years. So it's all there for you at Specs. And now that it's March Madness, the sanity of savings goes even further. Specs is Austin has you covered with lower prices on huge selections of wine, spirits, beers, and gourmet foods. Warmer weather is here, so make sure you talk to the staff to get seasonal savings at Specs. Pop into Specs Arbor Walk and Brody Lane locations for great deals on the season's hottest sips. And if you're looking to freshen up your happy hour with cocktail recipes, make sure you check with specsonline.com to get the best and newest recipes for the best selections. And here's a useful tip for getting even better savings. Sign up for Specs Key Club. This is great because you'll get customized discounts, events, and tastings. Don't miss out. It's the Key Club. Do it now. Get access to amazing deals and tips. Just go to specsonline.com/keyclub for all the deals. Four-time National Retailer of the Year, voted best of more than 10 years. Everything you need, you'll find it at Specs. Stop by any of the stores today or shop online at specsonline.com. That's specsonline.com. Instead of being critical, maybe we should all be amazed. You know who should be holding these get rich quick by trading seminars? Your political heroes. I mean, really, it should be a Saturday morning infomercial. I'll show you the trading secrets. That's what they should do. Lawmakers, they really are master stock pickers. It's almost as if they know something, isn't it? It's amazing how they do this. You day traders, sit in your underwear, get rich fast. And they're right. They get rich really fast all the time. They don't swing and miss at all. It's a complicated market always, but it's a really complicated market right now. I mean, it's all over the place, but not for them. They know what they're doing. You almost would think that they've got some kind of information. Huh. What could possibly be the problem with, oh, I don't know, trading defense stocks at the time of war, right before the war starts? Who could have a problem with that, right, taxpayers? Not you. Republican Representative Diana Harshbarger bought and sold defense contractor stocks, right in the run-up to that Russian invasion of Ukraine. You know what else is going to shock you? You're never going to believe this. The stock price went up dramatically on the defense contractors who shockingly donated money. No way. Why should we care? She is one of Congress's most active stock traders. Lady, you need to get out of Congress and you need to get that infomercial. You're the Wolf of Wall Street, except you're from Tennessee. She bought stock in Northrop Grumman. How do you say it? It's that big defense contractor, G-R-U-M-M-A-N, because she just knows what's going on. She's just the master stock picker. A Republican of Tennessee and her husband bought or sold stock in three major U.S. defense contractors in days following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Harshbarger or her husband, Robert Harshbarger, purchased between $4,004 and $60,000 worth of Northrop Grumman stock. The stock closed at $410 the day they bought it, and shockingly, no way, it went up. Man, they're good. They're good. $455 a couple days later. Man, they're good. Buy my stock picking formula and get rich quick. Her stock trades, it's reported today, not that taxpayers will care, not that you would ever care, except you would be thrown in prison for the exact same kind of behavior. But let's just follow this out just to prove that it's not just her. Somehow, some way. Again, I'm sure this is cynical, not accurate at all, but somehow defense contractors are very specific types of missiles. Those defense contractors were donating money, and then the lawmakers sold stocks, and shockingly, some of those missiles turned up with you in Ukraine. Man, they're good. It's like a crystal ball. They're so talented. Harshbarger's stock trades are the latest example of members of Congress buying and selling stock in defense contractors that depend on congressional appropriations to earn money and whose fortunes might rise or fall on decisions government makes. No way. Huh. Gosh. But you're cool with the taxpayers. It's fine. Who could have a problem with this? 15 members of the House and Senate Armed Services Committees, which oversees defense policy, reported owning defense contractor stock. Why would you have a problem with that? What's wrong with that? Get out of their face. So pathetic. We're pathetic. We really are. They're not just doing it. They're doing it and throwing it in your face, and you don't care. Doesn't matter. I mean, they oversee defense policy, taking donations from defense companies, and then trying to buy their stock. And, oh, there's war. At least 19 members of Congress personally invest in Lockheed Martin or Raytheon, the companies that manufacture the Javelin and Stinger missile systems that nations have sent to Ukraine to defend against Russian tanks and aircraft. No way. Huh. But, Jeff, they just know that the products are going to be used. Or they got paid off to use them. Take your pick. Northrop Grumman spent $10.7 million during the 2021 lobbying period for the federal government. So they're lobbying, obviously. I don't blame them. I try to get some politician to send my missiles somewhere. I want them to trade my stock. Absolutely. You bet. I used a term earlier. I know this is really politically incorrect about cartels. Yeah. Are you sure this isn't a cartel? Seems pretty incestuous to me. So you donate the money, and then just so happens those missiles are used in war, and just so happens the people that trade the stocks buy them and sell them on about the period of the start of the war. Huh. You would be wearing an orange jumpsuit. You know that, right? You wouldn't win. I don't care how much money you have. It's rare that you win an insider trading case against the federal government. They don't just win. They get to do it every day and throw it in your face, and no one cares. So, all right. It's either that. I know, Jeff, you're being a jackass. It's not the way it is. You know, they're just great stock pickers. So it's either they are sinister and criminal and diabolical. And some might even say, makes me worry about war in general, what you're doing it for and how it kind of works. Either that, or you can just accept the reality that is, they're just great stock pickers.
Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes and all of our other Hot Pie Media originals baked fresh daily at our home online at hotpiemedia.com, the Hot Pie Media YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.